This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody, in for Lisa Mullins. Boston is rolling back its school reopening. Classes will return to fully remote learning tomorrow after another increase in coronavirus cases in the city. The city's rate of positive cases has jumped to 5.7%, up from 4.5%. The mayor's office says there have been 10 cases of the coronavirus in the Boston Public Schools community. Mayor Marty Walsh joins us to discuss this. Welcome, Mayor.
Thank you for having me today.
Now, the city had already delayed bringing back more students to the classroom because of increasing cases. How did the city decide now to shift to all remote learning for everyone instead of keeping high-need students in classrooms and further delaying the return of additional students?
Yeah, the latest data, citywide data positive rate, increased, as you mentioned, to 5.7% last week from 4.4%. That's a big jump. And the decision was based on making sure we prioritize the health and safety of our students. It went from 3.5% to 3.7% to 4.1% to 4.4% and then to 5.7%. It's just too big of a jump. So we're obviously erring on the side of caution for our kids.
Now, students identified as high need had been inside schools since early October, and of course, many of the services they receive are difficult to deliver remotely. How will this decision affect those families?
Yeah, I know. This is one of the biggest challenges. This is one of the reasons why we fought to keep our kids in school. But the superintendent and her team are working on a plan to provide services. We're obviously going to continue the food delivery and the food pickup sites for every single family, every single day. Superintendent Casilius met with some parents today, and hopefully by early next week, our plan will be in place for this. This increase was unexpected, to be honest with you. Didn't expect it to be so high so quick.
And have you seen any cases of coronavirus transmission within schools?
No transmission within schools, to my knowledge. It was basically any personnel testing positive outside of school.
What is the understanding of what's driving the increase in the city of Boston?
I don't think there's a single factor that's leading to the increase. The bottom line is that when more people see more people, the COVID-19 spreads. And as we hear about more and more house parties, things like that, we're starting to see these cases go up. And I think it's really important. That's why I continue to talk about the guidelines that are in place and the precautions that we're asking people to do. We need people to get tested. Our numbers of tests went down last week from 1,800 a day to 1,500 a day. We have 30 test sites across the city.
Mayor Walsh, the State Education Department does say that there has not been robust transmission of the virus in schools. Could you clarify what the case is for not keeping them open for those who are already in the classroom?
Yeah, 5.7 testing rate in the city of Boston. The CDC guidelines has said that schools, anything over 5%, should consider remote learning. I'm not going to gamble with our kids.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, thank you.
Thank you. I wish I had better news today. Hopefully next time I'm on, we're talking about opening it all up again.